It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, and I'm joined on the phone right now. Always great catching up with Jordan Pollard. Jordan, thank you so much for doing this. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. So it's an exciting time for you, busy day for you, release day with the brand new song out right now. So let's talk about your brand new one, Upside of Being Down. Tell us a little bit about this one, and was this song sent to you? Did you write this one? What's kind of the story behind this one?
Yeah, this song was actually sent to me, actually my producer, Bart McKay, who's based out of Saskatoon, and he gets some really amazing song pitches from different publishing companies, and this one came in, and it's written by Mackenzie Porter, Andrew DeRoberts, and Brett Tyler, who are all incredible writers.
Yeah.
I mean, the listeners would know about Mackenzie Porter, and I'm
such
a huge fan of her. And we got this song, and I heard it, and as soon as I listened to it the first time, I knew that I wanted to record it. It's just so fun, so upbeat, and I think that a lot of people can relate to it. It's about going out and having fun with your girlfriends after a breakup, but I also think it's very symbolic, just upside of being down, like finding the silver lining of every situation and kind of making the best of it. So that's what the song's about. It's super country, I'd say. It's kind of like Kelsea Ballerini,
Justine-esque,
in that kind of realm. And I'm super excited to finally have it out in the world. We've been sitting on this one for a couple of years, so it's kind of refreshing to have it out.
Love it. It's again a great song. Been listening to this one. It's an awesome one. So congratulations on the new release. And when it comes to songs that do get pitched your way, for more specifically for this one, did you know as soon as you were listening to this one kind of that you wanted to record this one? Does it take a few days? How does that process work?
It all depends on the song. I think it's kind of difficult hearing someone else perform a song and visualizing yourself performing it, but there's a few songs that do really stick out, and you can just kind of visualize yourself singing them. And this was one of those songs. Like, I didn't need time to listen to it for it to grow on me, whereas with my song Good On Me, my first single, I had to listen to that one a few times and kind of visualize what it could sound like with Bart's production and with me performing on it. But with this one, it's like as soon as I heard it, I knew that it was a song that was going to stick and a song that I wanted to record. So it's always different for each song.
For sure. Absolutely love it. Again, joined right now by Jordan Pollard. Jordan, coming up this summer, July 6th through the 9th, Country at the Creek, and always an awesome time. I know last year you were out there at Country at the Creek, and I don't think you were on the bill to perform, but they got you up, and you sung a few songs last year, which was awesome. This year, it's been announced you're going to be one of the artists on the lineup. And it's going to be awesome. I mean, some of the artists are going to be there. Obviously, yourself, along with Stephanie Rose. Let's just see here. Leighton Furster is going to be there. Tommy John Eamon, Shantaya Patrick. It's a great lineup. So how much are you looking forward to Country at the Creek coming up this summer?
I'm so excited. I love small town festivals. I mean, I think the first time that you and I met, or maybe we didn't even meet there, was Rap Creek.
Yeah.
Best. And Country at the Creek kind of reminds me of that, just a super small town feel. And there's so many great country music fans in the small towns here in Saskatchewan and also Alberta as well. And I just love playing at those small gigs. And I mean, the lineup is awesome. I'm super excited to be alongside all of these incredible artists. My friend Brayden King is playing the same night that I'm playing. And also, I'm a huge fan of Shantaya, who isn't. So it'll be great. See everyone that weekend and see you as well, get to catch up, and it'll be great.
Awesome. Yeah, you do bring up the Rabbit Lake Music Festival, which is a definite throwback. That is many years ago. About that one, that was great. I don't think we might have met. I don't remember. We were both there at the same time. So, it was a lot of fun. I went there almost every year when it was going on. And these festivals and are a lot of fun. And it's going to be awesome, a fantastic lineup coming up again at Country at the Creek later on this year in the summer. So obviously that's one of the things that's going to be busy for you here this year. What's kind of the rest of 2023 looking like for you? Are you continuing to write some songs? Are you hoping to stay busy playing more festivals, maybe some that haven't been announced? How's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, I have quite a few shows lined up, a lot of Egg Society shows, so like rodeos and cabarets, and those are always fun. And then a few festivals, and again, they're not announced yet, but if you
For
guys
sure.
want to keep an eye on that, check out my socials. And also, yeah, always recording, always writing. I found throughout COVID that was a really great time to kind of hone in on my songwriting skills and work on my craft. And so co-writing has been a huge part of my day-to-day. I love co-writing and writing, and hopefully we'll get some new music out. I have an album in the works, which I'm super excited about. And yeah, there's always something new coming. Artists are always working on their craft, and I think that it's just super important to keep working on that. And so I'm trying hard every day to just get better and better.
Awesome. Before I let you go, you did mention that people can follow along on your socials. I know that you do post to Instagram. You're posting more and more to TikTok. It took me forever. I'm still really not into TikTok. I can't really, I'm trying to get more involved, but I know that you're heavily involved in TikTok, Facebook Music as well. So what's your handle for people to follow along to see what you're up to?
Jordan Pollard Music. So that's JORDYN Pollard Music. And that's on Instagram and TikTok is that handle, and then you can search my name on Facebook and it'll come up. I'm not much of a Twitter girl. I do have a Twitter account. So once everything started going down with that, I just
for
decided
sure
to stay low on there. But yeah, I'm trying out the TikTok thing as well, so you guys can check out some videos and covers and all that stuff on there as well.
Awesome. Jordan, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Always great catching up. Love the sound of the new tune. Congratulations on your new release, and we'll catch up again soon. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It's always great chatting with you, and I mean, we'll see you soon at Country at the Creek.